The legal framework of non-competition clauses under UAE law. Introduction. The United Arab Emirates has become a prominent destination for investors due to the wide range of incentives offered by the state and its robust legal framework, which fosters a supportive environment for economic growth and foreign workforce integration. This development has led to an increase in employment opportunities and, consequently, heightened competition in the labor market. Within this context, non-competition clauses have emerged as an important legal mechanism to balance the interests of employers and employees. These clauses aim to protect employers from unfair competition and the disclosure of confidential information, while simultaneously safeguarding employees from arbitrary restrictions that may hinder their professional development. Legal basis of non-competition clauses. Non-competition clauses in the UAE are governed primarily by Federal Decree Law No. 33 of 2021 on the Regulation of Labor Relations and its executive regulations. Article 10 of the decree law provides that where an employee's role grants access to the employer's clients or confidential business information, the employer may require the employee not to compete or engage in competing activities after the termination of the employment contract. Such a restriction must be limited in terms of time, geographical scope, and type of work, and must be necessary to protect the employer's legitimate business interests. The duration of the non-compete clause must not exceed 2 years from the date of contract termination. The clause becomes void if the employer terminates the contract in violation of the law. Any claim arising from a breach of the non-compete clause must be filed within 1 year from the date the employer becomes aware of the violation. Article 12 of the executive regulations further clarifies that the enforceability of a non-compete clause requires geographical scope, duration, not exceeding 2 years, nature of work, ensuring that the employee's competing activity causes substantial harm to the employer's legitimate interests. In case of dispute, the burden of proof lies with the employer, who must demonstrate the occurrence of damage. Scope of application. The applicability of a non-competition clause is contingent upon the existence of an employment relationship. However, it is not permissible to impose such clauses indiscriminately on all employees. The clause is only valid where the employee, by virtue of his or her role, has access to sensitive information such as trade secrets or client data. Furthermore, the clause is generally invoked upon termination of the employment relationship, particularly where the employee initiates the termination or joins a competitor. Conditions for validity. For a non-competition clause to be legally enforceable, the following conditions must be satisfied. 1. Geographical limitation. The clause must define a specific and reasonable geographical area. Overly broad restrictions, e.g. covering the entire country without justification, may render the clause invalid. 2. Time limitation. The duration must not exceed 2 years from the date of termination. Shorter periods may be agreed upon. 3. Nature of work. The restriction must relate to activities that directly compete with the employer's business and must be capable of causing substantial harm. 4. Proportionality. The clause must be proportionate, limited to what is necessary to protect the employer's legitimate interests, without unduly restricting the employee's right to work. Exceptions to the non-competition clause. UAE law provides several exceptions where the non-competition clause does not apply. 1. Mutual agreement. The parties may agree in writing to waive the clause after termination of the contract. 2. Compensation mechanism. The employee or the new employer may pay compensation to the former employer, not exceeding 3 months' salary, subject to the former employer's written consent. 3. Probation period. The clause does not apply if the employment relationship ends during the probation period. 4. Ministerial exemptions. Certain professional categories may be exempted by decision of the competent minister based on labor market needs. 5. Employer's breach. The clause is not enforceable if the termination of the contract is due to the employer's breach of legal or contractual obligations. Legal consequences of breach. If a valid non-competition clause is breached, the employer has the right to seek compensation before the competent court. To succeed in such a claim, the employer must prove the date on which the breach was discovered, the occurrence of actual and substantial damage, that the claim was filed within 1 year from the date of discovery. The court retains discretion in assessing the extent of damages and ensuring that the clause does not exceed what is necessary to protect legitimate business interests. Any clause that violates statutory provisions is deemed null and void. Conclusion. The UAE labor market continues to evolve in response to growing investment and economic expansion. In this dynamic environment, maintaining a balance between the rights and obligations of employers and employees is essential. Non-competition clauses serve as a key legal tool in achieving this balance. Their enforceability depends on strict adherence to legal requirements designed to prevent abuse while protecting legitimate business interests. Ultimately, the principle of proportionality and fairness remains central to the validity and application of such clauses under UAE law.